Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate Kelly in Vegas for dropping by. A lot of games, a lot of sides that she likes, a lot of dogs there. Joe O. Sammy P. So we got hurt plays in college football. We want to go back to the National Football League card for this weekend. Started covering a few games. How about this one? This is an exciting one because you've got Dallas and Denver. So the Denver Broncos are your home favorite in this spot, and you've got one of the best offenses going against one of the best defenses around. Let's call it 3.5. BetMGM's posting a 3.5 Denver. If you shop around, I'd say the domestic sports books, your green book, your blue book, they're all 3.5s as well. But some of the sharper books, a bit lower at a juiced 3. Very high total for these two teams. 51. It's been a long, long time since the Broncos defense has played in a game with a total of 51. Sam, are you going to side with the great offense or the great defense or just be on the sideline?
I don't know that I'll bet this one. I wish I would have come in early in the week and bet the over when it was 48.5, 49. Yeah. I wasn't going to bet anything on Tuesday. But, I mean, this reopened 47.5 and immediately got hit to 48.5, 49. And then by Tuesday, you started to see it cross through 49. And now we're, as Joe said, at 51. It's very difficult to be on the wrong side of all these moves that move 3.5 points because, as we know, NFL markets get extremely tight by the weekend. And then the books raise the limits, and it's like, have at it. We have molded this number into form for the last 5 days, and now you can come in and bet five figures, six figures on it. So I'm kicking myself that I didn't bet the 49.5 or the 49. A little distracted early in the week, obviously, as we've talked about, but that was the move. The Prescott passing number is very interesting. I don't know that they really know what to do with it because Dak is obviously throwing the ball a ton. His attempt number is 35.5, but the yardage number is only 251.5. If they throw the ball 40 times, you would think he's going to go over 250.5, 251.5, no?
I was thinking about the touchdowns. He's had four straight games. Now I'm going into the territory of some of those idiot prop bet people that don't know what they're talking about, and they just look at game logs. But it has been noticeable to me. He keeps having all these three-plus touchdown games, and he's had four in a row of them. The number's 1.5. So you got to lay a juice, but they're obviously looking at this tough matchup with this Broncos defense playing in Denver. Is he really going to do it again? Well, you can get over 1.5 touchdowns, passing touchdowns, at minus 130. So you mentioned the yardage and attempts, and I was thinking about the touchdowns, especially with Lamb back. I mean, look at what happened last week. This is going to be a phenomenal matchup. George Pickens against Patrick Surtain. That's one of the best wide receiver cornerback matchups of the entire weekend. So the book is kind of telling us, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they kind of like siding with Denver? The total was much lower than it was. And then those that are coming in and betting these markets are coming in seemingly on the Dallas side. When the total skyrockets into up to 51, it tells you that the betting public is kind of on the Cowboy side saying we're going to see more points, right?
Sure. And I think when you looked at a game last week that was totaled 54-55 and flew over the total, you're going to see people just align with Dallas points or Dallas games that have a bunch of points. And I saw Ian Harditz, who comes on our show, he tweeted out a graphic earlier this week. It's the combined offensive and defensive points and yards per game. So over the course of this season, it hasn't been a long time, but it's been a couple months now, the Cowboy games on average are combining for over 60 points per game and almost 800 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever Dallas gets in the ring with, you got to go blow for blow with, right? You got to command the offense and you have to get in the end zone. And it's a testament to Shoddy and the way that they're calling plays. Shoddy's been way better than advertised. Remember the press conference when Jerry was like, yeah, I don't know why we hired you, but congrats. Well, the offense looks really good, and Shoddy has a ton to do with that. Defensively, though, they leave a lot to be desired because Micah Parsons is no longer there. So it's just a track meet basically every week. Again, over 60 points per game and almost 800 yards per game in these Dallas games.
Yep. Not something that I'm probably going to have a side or total action on. Maybe you can do something with props. You know, like CeeDee Lamb, he's plus money for a touchdown. I'd probably stay away from Pickens because he's going to have the tougher matchup. But CeeDee Lamb and his prop in the low 70s, that could be something as well. And the market's looking at that Broncos-Giants game last week. There's no doubt about it. How that one ends up being a shootout with this same Broncos defense. So how are they going to do with one of the best offenses in the game? But I'll be looking at some props, maybe CeeDee Lamb, and that's probably it. Not doing anything with side total either. Let's go to the Ravens and the Bears. Ravens are your hosts coming off the bye, coming off a rough start to the season. They sit 1-5, and they are a 6.5-point home favorite. Four straight losses for the Baltimore Ravens, four straight wins for the Chicago Bears. Bears coming off a win against New Orleans. They visit Baltimore, and the Ravens are serious. They're taking all the games out of the locker room. It's time to make their push. Do or die. We think Lamar comes back, limited in practice both on Wednesday and Thursday. We find out about the final injury report later today.
I'll be very upset later today if they come out and say Lamar has been downgraded, because I've already wagered and picked and given out Baltimore -6. If he doesn't play, which is very possible, we had Charch on yesterday who said he doesn't think Lamar is going to play. Now, the market clearly says he's going to go. But if he doesn't, we're talking about Baltimore -1, maybe. Maybe Chicago's favored. I don't know. I mean, we know he's worth around a touchdown. But is this number 90% in or 70% in? It's really hard to gauge exactly how the books feel about it. If he does get ruled in, do we move to 7? Maybe.
That's my question. I think we move to 7. My question is, do we move to 7.5?
Could. You definitely could. I gambled a little bit. I'll admit that's a gamble because I don't know if he's going to play. But my assumption is that he will play, and that's why I laid anything south of 7.
I think it's a good move. I think if you know that you're going to take the Ravens this weekend, you should probably do it right now. Because if you wait a few hours, probably not going to be 6.5, no matter what it is. Now, limited practice, questionable, then nothing changes, I think. Then things are still up in the air. We think he's going to play, but that's where we sit right now. So if he's off the injury report, if he's in, it's going 7, 7.5. If he's downgraded, Sam mentioned how far this could drop to where it's in pick'em territory. So there's most likely going to be some movement unless they say questionable, limited practice. We're not really sure right now. We'll talk to you in a couple days, 90 minutes before kickoff. That's when we'll decide to make our determination. But if we're going with the assumption that Lamar is in, love the Ravens. Love, love, love the Ravens. This is the all-out effort. This is the kitchen sink game. They've been preparing for this one for 2 weeks, coming off the bye, and the Bears are on a great run. Are they a luck box? Yeah, you've made that case this week, and it's hard for me to argue against that because they've had so many turnovers. Now, some years you just end up being that turnover team, and everything bounces your way. I'm not here sitting here trying to tell you guys that that can't continue. It can be, but this feels like this is everything on the line, season on the line game you're going to get out of, from the Ravens. And if Lamar's out there, I think they might just smoke the Bears. Like, it could get ugly.
They've been very good offensively, though. If you look at the Chicago team total, they've gone over basically every week on the Chicago team total. Caleb has looked very, very good. Aside from that week one fourth quarter against Minnesota, maybe one of the more confusing fourth quarters of the season. You have the Denver Giants one, but then the McCarthy three touchdown fourth quarter looking back is somehow as insane as the Broncos comeback against the Giants. Just a wild, wild fourth quarter that Monday night week number one. But aside from that game, Caleb's been a finisher. He's been very, very good. And Ben Johnson has put him in positions to thrive.
Great teaser. Another one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you'd like the Ravens to win, Lamar against the NFC, 24-3 against the NFC. There actually have been a couple losses within the last year, but it's still very strong against the NFC. They're going to do everything they can to stop that Bears rushing attack, which has been strong. Good offensive line the Bears have put together. You know, they changed it in the interior, but they've been playing very well. They rate very highly, according to PFF, and like some of the block rates that I was looking at over at ESPN. Really good offensive line in Ben Johnson's first year, and that's why they are putting up points. Good point out of you. All right, we continue here on BetSwitch. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. How about the team that you're closest to, at least vicinity-wise? New England. They are a touchdown favorite over Cleveland. Low total, 40, and the hook. So you've got a great defense on the road going up against a terrific passing offense.
I was looking at the weather. 54, not much wind. If this was a 20-mile-an-hour wind game, I would be like, ooh, Cleveland. I'd love Cleveland and the elements, but it's going to be pretty fair. Very small chance of rain, not a lot of wind, ideal conditions relatively for Drake May. So how do you get to the Cleveland side? Well, it's a big number, and their defensive line is very, very good. I think the one weakness that we all talked about coming into the season was the Patriots' offensive line because they were starting two rookies. And I would argue of the teams that they've played, which team so far has a better defensive front? Now, you could say the Bills, but they've been banged up. And Ed Oliver didn't play in that game, if I remember correctly. So the Steelers would be a common answer. They lost that game. probably shouldn't have lost that game because they turned it over four or five times or whatever. But Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills, Saints, Titans. This Cleveland D-line is probably the biggest challenge to date for this Patriots O-line.
Oh, there's no question about that. It's not even close. How did they lose to the Raiders? Do you remember? How did that happen? Like the way this team looks like now, how? Like I put them as the second worst team in the NFL in my world. I know you had them in the bottom five. There's no doubt that they're in that conversation. But the Raiders, a lot worse now than they looked in week one when they took down the Patriots. Look, speaking of the road that they're on, you go back to week four, hosting Carolina, win and cover easily. Then you go week five, at Buffalo, win and cover, primetime spot. At New Orleans, win and cover. Number was 3.5. Last week at Tennessee, win and cover. Closing number was 6.5. They win and cover on the entire three-game road trip, and this goes back to week number four against Carolina at home. Now they're coming back home. Are they going to win and cover? This is, yes, the largest point spread of the year for New England. I'm thinking Browns. I've felt this was the spot for a couple of weeks where if you're going to fade New England, and it's hard to criticize anything that they've done. You can't rip on Drake May. He's number one in EPA of all quarterbacks. The dude has been awesome. They don't have a rushing attack. It is a tough matchup there, and Church talked about that yesterday. He's fading Ramondre Stevenson. He doesn't think they're going to try and push something that just is not there. The Browns have an outstanding rushing defense, and the Patriots have no rushing game to speak of. So it's all going to be on Drake May if they're going to win and they're going to end up covering this game. I do expect the Patriots to win, but I think the Cleveland Browns can keep this a one-score game just due to their strong defense. My concern, though, they play much better at home as opposed to the road. But is a rookie going to make mistakes? He very well could. And it has the potential to be a blowout. This is just the spot where I think the Patriots come back down to earth a little bit, and we're not going to get that A-plus game that we've been seeing out of them in recent weeks. So I'm on the Browns. I'm hoping this can get to 7.5, but I don't see it getting inside of a touchdown. Otherwise, you'll get a ton of money coming in on New England.
Yeah, it's been a really good two-way line. It really hasn't budged all week. It opened 7.5 on the look-ahead. When they reopened it, it was 7, and I see 7 everywhere. Not a single hook. So it's all 7. It's a cheap 7 in a couple places. They're actually taxing you to take the Browns, plus 115, plus 118. So we'll pay attention to it, of course. We'll talk about it on Sunday morning, both of us. I'll probably play Cleveland in contests.
Okay, very good. Up next, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. You've got Aaron Rodgers going up against his old team, and then Monday night, it's now a massive number in favor of KC. We'll get to both of those next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.